Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's just start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Khalsa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. Thank you.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. Well, there are many people out there who do believe that you cannot change a human being. Just the way as you cannot change a leopard's spot. Once the spots are there, there's no way for you to change them. They're just there. Well, as for myself, if I want to mention my own perspective, I would say that it's totally very difficult for human beings to change after the mold of their existence is done, is built.
People can change themselves at any part of their life, at any point of the time. But yes, the biological experts have debated that up to the age of 25, there's this brain development, and not after that. And maybe,
and after that is a halt.
Yeah. So the basic structure that you're talking about, maybe it's that up to 25. But I think it goes against this. Why do we have then? One should learn from cradle to grave. So there's no full stop. You can change up to the end of, like, every time we learn something adds to our knowledge, it changes something. But at the same time, there's also this verse that also makes this question mark in my mind. Is this change possible or not? Because there's this verse that says in Quran that I'll just try to tell the gist of that. Not the exact translation, that when people in the hellfire would request that, please send us back to the earth so that we can do what we did not do in the previous life and all, then Allah would tell them, even if you go back, you would do the same thing over and over again and again. So this is just an excuse.
Actually, I have worked upon Surah Ad-Dukhan, and that is exactly what Sister Zainab was also saying. Like, even if they have to be allowed to go back to the world, they are not going to change. They're not going to bring their belief back, which they have to. And about the question itself, like, can humans change over their lifetime? Like, is there any kind of change seen? From an Islamic perspective, the Islam says until the age of 40, okay, from what ahadith we have. And after that, it is a kind of stamp mark upon the personality or thinking perspective.
Now, it just reminds me of that proverb that says, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. Because it becomes very difficult for you to change.
Exactly. And even like when we want to explain or when we try to explain from the pulpits, we normally target the youths, the youngsters. We don't target the older generation, because we know that it is kind of difficult for them to change their ideology. When we see a dispute between an old man and a youngster, we try to explain the youngster and not the old man, and what we have been taught. Why? Yeah. Because it's easier for us to explain, make him understand, rather than making the old man
They're
understand.
They're much flexible.
They're naturally more impulsive.
Yeah, exactly. They are much more prone to change.
Yeah.
But the older people, it would be a little bit difficult. I would say it's not just the story of age, you know, it's about your mindset.
Exactly.
Also, we have a lot of examples who have changed at a very old age. So we're not saying that there is a full stop to human beings' improvement. No, there is no full stop, but there is a full stop to when ignorance is there. And once you have set your mindset on something, it would be very difficult for you to change it. Under only one circumstances and only one condition, you can change it all. And it is the intention. So we go for a break and then we'll come back to talk about intention and how it could change someone.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yes, to change a human being at an age that is considered to be old, and I take that as 30 and above, it's very difficult. But then there are some ways, and then I mentioned intention. Well, even in our Islamic narrations, we have this idea of change, but the only condition that has been mentioned there is that you have to want it. You have to want that change to happen. And then I would like you to shed some lights upon this idea that once the change is possible for a person, they have to have the intention of that change. It doesn't happen haphazardly. Like when you just decide, okay, I'm going to go on a change, as if it's a journey, would it happen?
Of course it would happen, because you have already intended it. When you intend something, your brain is already 50% on the track. So then you have the only 50% job to do. Mm-hmm. Like we have this hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam that if today was exactly like yesterday, then you're probably in loss. Mm-hmm. So every day is there to learn, to evolve as a better personality, to change as a better person. And like every day learning can reshape our ideology.
You see what my point is? I say that, like, for example, we all have been in that condition where we have to teach our grandparents something about cell phones, something about driving, for example. And then when you approach them, when you get to them to teach them something, you feel like it's a bit impossible because they have already had their mindset. For these kind of people, if you want to suggest a change, how would you get into it? What are the recommendations for the old people if they want and if there is the will for them to change?
So basically, over here, we have to see the opposite person, if the person is ready to accept it or not. It is kind of a difficult task, especially for the youngsters or the youths, I would say, even for the adults as well. If we see an old person who is having a particular mindset, then it is kind of a tricky thing to make him or her understand about changing the mm-hmm. person's ideology or whatever. Even like Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, if we see in all his journey, he has collected only few people who were like kind of course we can say who were old aged people, right?
Amongst
them was Zuhair example, amongst them was Hur example. It is because of the words of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that Hur could change completely from a bad guy to a good person, or noble person, I would say. Even Zuhair, and like Zuhair's story is very different again. So coming back over here, it's actually the words which have a lot of impact and which can change a person. The second thing what we have to look at is the capacity of the person himself. Like if the person has the capacity to change, the Imam changed only those persons or those people who had the capacity. In front of Imam, there were thousands and thousands of others, be it old or youngsters even. But the Imam was like, okay, your bellies are filled with haram things, yeah?
Yeah.
Those which,
that's
which
why
are,
you're not
you see,
to
so use. So Imam is pointing out to something which makes a person or which stops a person from changing.
The surroundings do play an important role. And I would say for me, it was travel.
Mm-hmm.
Travel experience.
Meeting many people.
Yeah. I think traveling is exploring.
Yeah.
When you travel to a certain...
It's an adventure.
Yeah. The moment you see the diversity mm-hmm. of cultures, the moment you see the... even I think it takes you back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the diversity, you know the people, and that definitely does add to your knowledge and it definitely expands your perspective.
And it would give you this potential to understand that it's not only you.
Yeah.
There are many other perspectives. It's a spectrum of ideas and worldviews.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Will. This is the final part of today's episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for staying with us until now. Well, we're talking about the fact that change is possible, though sometimes it might seem very tricky and difficult and impossible. There are some different conditions for it that Sister Zainab and Brother Liaghat have already touched upon, the factors of when the change is possible and how. I remember that I heard something again, which was very interesting, said by a scholar. I usually thought about this fact that there are many sinners out there. We see a lot of them getting improved, getting developed in their, you know, in their status and everything. They get everything. But then I was just thinking, what is lacking in their life? And then this scholar was saying that when you see many people achieving many things, and those people are not exactly as what God has instructed them to be, remember that in life we have an occasion in which by the much of sins that you do, the more you get drowned in that never-ending ocean of sins, then God would take away from you that spirituality that you have to have. With that spirituality, your improvement and your success would be doubled. And if not in a worldly way, then your place in heaven is going to be improved.
Right.
So when you sin too much and you are headless about it and you do not pay attention to whatever you're doing of wrong, then the thing that happens is that the blessing of understanding and change is going to be taken away from you. You're going to stay the same personality as you were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So this potential of change is going to be taken away from you. And I link this to spirituality. I think if we wish to change, one important factor to have is spirituality. Because without the help of God, it would be impossible.
The important thing is that your intention here to change, because we have this in, I guess, chapter 13 of Quran, that if indeed Allah does not change the situation of a
nation
until they wish to change themselves.
Yeah, so right? It has to start from you yourself.
It has to change from you yourself. As Brother Liaghat gave the examples, like, you know, we even had people from who happened to be, you know, we say in Farsi, Aghabat Bikhair, whose end was a good ending.
Ended their life at a bright point.
Right, even if they had, they lived their lives the opposite way. But the end was a good ending. All begins with that intention of
and
changing.
And likewise, vice versa, by the way. Yeah. The life was beautiful. I mean, the life was on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or God. And the end was Sharr al-Aqibah, basically.
Yeah. And we have a lot of examples, even among the scholars who were so proud of themselves, or maybe others thought that they would end up as maybe angels.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then unfortunately.
So when we have this concept of tawbah, the concept of repentance in Islam, this itself encourages the will that we have to transform. We always have to keep on the path of transformation.
It must be a constant transformation, state of change.
And as you mentioned, that some people really do not. And because there is this persistence in sins. When there is persistence in sins, this is the worst thing.
You
in
get
Islam.
Blind, actually.
Yeah, like a sin is not discouraged that much. And persistence in sins is discouraged a lot, because it is this persistence in sins that locks your hearts, and then you are unable to see. And many other factors, like Brother said in the beginning of the episode, like it's the haram food that you take in, or the unlawful earnings that you take in, that do not help you change for a better.
Thank you, both of you. I guess you touched upon very important factors. Just to wrap it all up, I would say that what Sister Zainab mentioned at the end is very important. Like the things that we do, if you wish to change and you see that it's not happening, maybe you have to review your life and see it in retrospect, how you are coping with your life and with your problems. The much of sins that we do, unfortunately, would lock up our mind, our eyes, our ears, so we're not going to pay any attention for the things that are for our benefit and for our blessings. The thing that happens is that once you get blindfolded, then you are unable to change. So this is a very important thing that we have to keep in mind. But this was all for today. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا الله يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.